Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Well, well, well. You want your relationship to get better in 2018? Make these resolutions now. As we head, of course, towards the new year, you're going to want to make resolutions. Well, these are the ones you make with your partner to make it better.
Okay.
And this could be if you just got into a relationship or you've been together for years.
Oh, doesn't so matter. I could use these.
Oh, yeah.
And in my new relationship.
Anybody.
Okay.
Put a hard stop to your workday. Make a pact with your partner to disconnect from any kind of work duties as much as possible come dinner time. And then after dinner, you spend the rest of the evening focusing on each other. You'll feel more connected that way. Now, obviously, that's not going to work every single day. There might be some things, but you better try your best to cut work off at dinner.
Yeah, I think that my boyfriend, Mr. Silver Fox, he has two jobs, and the main job he does during the week is very physically demanding on him. And so when we do get to, when he's not out of town, a lot of times that sort of negative energy of
the
work.
The funk
of work sometimes. But he's really great about coming in, and he'll say like a blurb, and he's like, all right, I'm done. I'm done.
Got to disconnect from it.
And I'm like, thank you, because I'm a receptacle of emotions. And if you pour all that on me, then I'm going to be like, I'm mad too for you.
I know. And then it takes me even longer to get out of my funk.
Yes.
And they're like, well, I'm unloaded. I feel great. And I'm like, I feel like a lead ball. Well, why are you upset? All of your stuff. Oh, that's weird. All right. Try something new in the bedroom.
Oh,
and I mean,
like
this could come in any shape or form. Don't be offended by suggestions. Explain that it is your desire to experiment, and it speaks to the quality of your relationship that you can do that.
Holly, have you ever had to say to someone in the past, you know, let's try something different in order to sort of spice things up? Because I'm asking, how do you have that conversation? Do you just go in while you're in the process of doing it? Or is it a conversation you have one night when you're out having cocktails?
That. Or maybe you're watching TV. Whenever you're not having adult time, that's when you have a conversation about the bedroom.
Gotcha. So don't do it during.
No.
You
no.
wait till
you're
before.
You're already naked and insecure. Bring it up when you got clothes on.
Gotcha.
And then you can have respectful conversations about it.
Okay.
Number three, get grateful. Express more gratitude for your significant other. Wake up and tell them how much you appreciate being next to them every morning.
I think it's great if you, because something I wanted to start doing is sort of leave little notes in the morning to sort of just say, because I actually thought about something like that. Like, I'm grateful for you because of, just as like, it's nice to wake up and to know that someone is thinking about you.
And someone really loves who you are.
Yes.
And finally, schedule extra special date nights. Because obviously it's recommended that you go on date nights every week or 2 weeks or whatever. But these are different. So like once a month or more, if you have time, you plan it. One of the two of you, you take turns, you plan a surprise, and it's something intended to turn you both on. Could be bubble bath, could be booking massages, could be going out and role playing like you've never met before, but then obviously you go home with each other.
Right.
Something special.
Or a night out at Cece's Pizza.
Is that sexual?
To me.
Is it for him?
You said for the other person.
No.
You're planning it for me. That's a sexy night out, Holly.
Something intended to turn you both on.
Oh, okay.
Gosh.
Never mind. Listen, Cece's Pizza is very sexy.
What?
Have you seen that spread of pizza they have? Unlimited?
It's pretty beautiful. I don't even know where there is one anymore, though.
There's somewhere up North Pinellas.
Oh, gosh. Okay, fine. So if you want to make that your date night, go ahead. All right, and finally, I wanted to get into this. Apparently, you can now create your own Snapchat lens. Snapchat's Lens Studio launched yesterday.
What does that mean?
It's a desktop app that allows you to design and build your own augmented reality lens. So, like, you remember, for example, the dancing hot dog? That was the big Snapchat thing for a while. You download this free app on your desktop, Mac, or PC, whatever, it doesn't matter. You can design your own whatever it is.
Wait, so we could have a Miguel and Holly little character?
Yeah, it only works for the front face, the camera that doesn't do selfies. Oh. So like the front facing world view camera.
Gotcha.
But yeah, you can make anything. And it's the same tools, but like less professional that the professionals use.
Oh, so producer Ron, you could design one of us, Miguel and Holly, and then you could, well, I don't know if I want us on Snapchat though, because someone would film us dancing on someone's junk.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Actually, producer Ryan, scrap that. I don't like that idea.
Scrap the whole thing.
I don't want to be dancing on someone's junk.
Done. We've scrapped it.
Okay.
Okay. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.